Proclamation number 6175 of 25th of January, 1955. Life or death. Free will decision. You are given the choice to live or to face death. It is completely up to you which state you want to choose. You can live for eternity. You can remain in agonizing helplessness, succumb to death, but in the consciousness of your existence feel this death to be extremely agonizing. Both ways are open to you, the way to life and also the way to death. And you yourselves determine your fate for eternal times. But to live means to be able to be active in light and strength and to be constantly blissful. To stand in fullest realization, to know the truth and to be constantly permeated by divine strength of love, which thus ensures eternal life. Thus you can acquire this life on earth, but it requires your willingness to accept light and strength from God and then also to utilize the abundance of light and strength correctly. To live in such a way as is evident through the transmission of truth as pleasing to God. Only one has promised eternal life to mankind, and this one said of himself, "I am the way, the truth and the life. Whoever believes in me will live forever." He, as himself the truth, has also shown people the way that leads to life. He has taught love as the only way to life, and his teaching must, as emanating from the eternal love itself, be accepted and followed if he wants to reach the aim to a life of light and strength. And thus it follows that death also awaits the soul which does not take this path of love. It will eternally remain without light and strength and therefore be eternally unhappy, but through its own fault, for every human being is free to choose life or death. And it only receives what it has desired. Eternal life is to be acquired. It cannot be given to you humans against your will. But you will be helped to acquire it by being enlightened by God through His word as to what you should do in order to attain life. If you are completely without knowledge of it, then no blame could be attributed to you when you sink into the state of death. But you will be made aware throughout your earthly life of what God requires of you. Every person is made aware of the divine teaching of love. Who does not pay attention to it does not believe in the one who taught it on earth, and he will never have the life he promised to those who believe in him. Through it all he deprives himself of the light and strength which are necessary for blissful activity. And he will enter the kingdom of the beyond without strength when the hour of physical death has come for him. Then his soul will also be doomed to death because it has chosen death itself of its own free will. Amen.